Despite his claims, Joe Biden has not yet declared a climate emergency. And now he says he's preparing the military to respond. Wait, our military won't be focused on defending us from the real world threats like communist China and Russia, but addressing climate change that nobody has proven is actually being caused by man. Am I reading this right?
Sounds like you're reading it right, for sure. I mean, he's focused on things he should not be focused on. What about the wide open border? What about being on the world, the verge of World War III, or the collapse of the dollar as the world currency? These are real issues that he needs to focus on. But yet he does an interview at the Weather Channel talking about things that I don't even know if he knows what he's talking about.
Well, that has been the definition of his entire occupation of the Oval Office, in my humble opinion. Meantime, these newly released bank records, they don't look good for Joe Biden. But just yesterday, Mitch McConnell warning his colleagues against impeaching Joe Biden, even with the mountains of evidence, including criminal influence peddling. And here is how some on Twitter are reacting to today's release. One guy wrote this, quote, "Go back to bed, honey. It's just the House GOP telling us all the evidence they have to impeach Biden again without talking of impeaching him." Don't conservatives have every right to question whether the GOP is actually in the business of opposing Democrats anymore?
Listen, we're doing our job, what the American people elected us to do. Even Speaker McCarthy talked about an impeachment inquiry on President Biden. Look, the facts keep stacking up. There's more evidence than there ever should be. And here we go. If talk is cheap, I understand that, but action speaks volumes. And I've signed every impeachment paper out there. Believe me, there are several people that we need to impeach. But you have to do your due diligence and you have to have the facts to back you up. You can't just go in unbridled and think that it's going to happen. If you can present the evidence in a mannered way to show the corruption in the White House and how deep that corruption is, that's what America wants to know. And that's what we're doing as a conference.
Well, Congresswoman, just very quickly, I guess we have to say this, Congresswoman, that the Democrats had greater numbers than the Republicans do now. So that's why they were able to run roughshod two impeachments and just cram them through with very little justification, very little evidence that withstood the evidence test. Is that the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, is that they just had greater numbers to push through a fake impeachment through twice on Trump?
Yeah, and they also listened to what their leader, Speaker Pelosi, told them to do. And it was, you do this or. So, of course, they did. You know, if you are methodical and you are thoughtful about everything you do and you do it by the book, there is multiple evidence. Every day they uncover more bank records or more suspicious activity reports that point to the corruption in that office. So there's not going to be a shadow of a doubt when we do an impeachment inquiry or we bring impeachment up, so the American people can rest assured that we are being diligent and thoughtful in what we do. And yes, it's time to do that inquiry, in my opinion, and show the world, expose the corruption at every level.